Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 28, 1804. Nothing remarkable. The entries for the next few days are sparse, and Moulton explains that Clark kept Codex C as his only journal during the Fort Mandan winter. Except for scattered field note entries between November 19, 1804, and April 3, 1805. In general, that leaves us with only a weather report of one or two sentences. For instance,
blew very hard last night. The frost fell like a shower of snow. Nothing remarkable today. The snow drifting from one bottom to another, and from the level plains into the hollows. Captain William Clark, December 28, 1804.
And that's all he wrote. Last week we mentioned the fact that the Corps built a blacksmith forge at Fort Mandan. The primary smiths were John Shields, Alexander Willard, and William Bratton. These three men made major contributions to the welfare of the expedition and have interesting stories. Quoting from Tubbs and Jenkinson's The Lewis and Clark Companion, here's a bit of Shields' biography. Shields, John, 1769 to 1809. Private. Age 34 when he enlisted with the expedition on October 19, 1803, Shields was the oldest and possibly the only married member of the enlisted men. He performed invaluable service for the Corps as a blacksmith and gunsmith. He also assisted in boat repair whenever necessary. When Shields fixed the main spring on Lewis's air gun, the captain noted,
"We have been much indebted to this man on many occasions. Without having served any regular apprenticeship to any trade, he makes his own tools principally and works extremely well in either wood or metal, and in this way has been extremely serviceable to us."
The biography continues, "Shields' smithing talents, along with those of Bratton and Willard, ensured a steady supply of corn and other foodstuffs during the winter of 1804-05, with enough left over to cash away for the return journey. Tomorrow, introducing Willard, another blacksmith.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.